Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnayos continue discussing the halachas of an androgynous, a person who's born with both male and female body parts, and it's questionable what status he has in halacha, and the halacha varies. Mishnah Gimel, Shava L'Nashim Ketzad, in what ways is an androgynous in halacha similar to woman? Mitamei Ba'edim Kanashim, he'll become tame with red emissions like that of a woman, just like a woman becomes tame as a nida with dam, with red blood discharge. So he too, the androgynous with red blood discharge, will become a nida, will become tame. Ve'enim esyachin im anashim kanashim, he cannot have yichud, be alone in seclusion with other men, just like woman can't have yichud with men. Ve'enim zekik liyibim kanashim, he will not cause a zika liyibim. Yibam is a mitzvah that when a husband dies without children and he has a brother, the wife of the dead man has a mitzvah to do yibam and marry or do chalitza and separate from the brother of her dead husband. If the man dies and has no brothers except for this androgynous, so that androgynous will not be zekik liyibam, will not, or chalitza, will not cause the almana, the widow, to have to do yibam or chalitza to this androgynous. He's completely discluded from doing yibam. Ve'ena chelek im abanim, when it comes to dividing up an inheritance, the androgynous will not divide the inheritance along with the sons. The sons divide the inheritance. The androgynous does not. Like this, he's similar to woman. Ve'ena chelek b'kachi hamikdash kanashim, he does not divide the portions of the holy foods in the base of Migdash, like women, when they divide up the karbanis, the meat from the karbanis, amongst the kahanim, it was divided amongst the males, and the androgynous was not included. Upasol l'chol edus shebatera kanashim, he's disqualified from edus, giving testimony that in cases where the Torah requires that you need two men to testify, so he's disqualified, just like women. Ve'ene nival ba'aveir kanashim, he's not allowed to be nibble, to participate in marital relations that are usher with Arias, certain people that are forbidden to him, just like women have Isser Arias, that are not allowed to participate in these unions with men that are relatives of theirs, so too the androgynous is forbidden in these unions with men that are related to him. Upasol minakuhuna kanashim, he can become pasol to certain benefits of kahuna, just like women, and that is that a woman who's a bas kain, she's the daughter of a kain, she has the right to eat truma like kahanim, but if she is mizana be'isser, if she has relations with someone that she's forbidden to, like a close relative or a mamzer, she will become pasul kahuna, she'll become loser status as in kahuna, will not be able to eat truma. So too, the androgynous, if he has relations with men that he's forbidden to, then he will become forbidden to eat truma. If he was previously a kohen, he'll lose that right to eat the truma, just like women can be disqualified from the truma in that way. Mishnah Dalet, Shava la'anashim v'la'anashim ketzak. In what ways is an androgynous similar to both men and women in halacha? Chayev al nizkei ke'ish v'isha. If the androgynous is damaged, whoever damages him is obligated to pay for the damages, just like they would have to pay both to a man or to a woman, so too to the androgynous. And vice versa, v'chayiv b'chol hanizakin ke'ish v'isha, the androgynous himself is obligated to pay for any damages that he damages, just like a man or a woman would have to pay for what they damage. V'ha'hargay b'mezid nerag, anyone that kills an androgynous, b'mezid, intentionally, nerag, they are executed, they're punished to Chayiv Misa for Ritzicha, and B'shegig, if they kill them accidentally, then Goyle Lari Miklat, they have to go to Galus. They're exiled to one of the Ari Miklat cities of refuge, just like any other man or woman that's killed, B'shegig or B'mezid. V'ima Yeshavis Alav Dam Tayar, Ka'anashim, 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 The androgynous is similar to both men and women, that his mother, after birthing him, has something called dam tayar. The Torah describes that there are certain blood that would emit from her after birthing a child that's considered dam tayar. It's tahar blood. And the androgynous also, when he's born, the mother has the same dam tayar like men and women. V'neichal v'kachi agvul ka'anashim v'kanashim. He also gets a portion of kachi hagvul, the holy things of the borders, which is referring to the things given to kaihanim, truma, trumas meiser, chala, that are given in Eretz Yisrael to kaihanim. So if this androgynous is a kayan, these things would be given both to male and female kaihanim, and the androgynous as well can receive these things. V'ha'aymer hareini nazir shezeh ish v'isha, hareza nazir. If someone sees the androgynous and he says, I will be a nazir if this is a man or a woman, so that statement will make him a nazir, because the androgynous is either a man or a woman. He's one of the two options. And similarly, the statement would make the person a nazir if it was said about a man or about a woman individually. And so too, with androgynous, by saying this statement, he will also have to practice nazirs.